Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Strange Music Podcast. My name is Jeff Nelson. I hope everyone out there is having a wonderful day. Today is a special day because we have none other than Stevie Stone himself, and we are celebrating the release of his second album with Strange Music, and that would be Two Birds, One Stone. We're going to be talking about it, but first, if you haven't already, make sure you go cop that. You can find that at your local Best Buy for only $9.99, or if you don't feel like leaving the house, go to iTunes, get the deluxe edition, which includes two bonus tracks, Stevie and Finding a Way. This album, top to bottom, amazing, banging, so make sure you go do that. Without further ado, though, we've got Stevie Stone on the line. Stevie, how you doing?
What's up, man? I'm good. Blessed.
What's up, man? Well, it's good to talk to you again. It's been a while since we've done one of these. Last time was for Rolling Stone, and this album is amazing as expected, so it's good to talk to you about it. First question for you is, first of all, congratulations on the album.
Thank you.
What has the response been like on your end? What are the fans saying to you?
Some crazy phone. You hear that?
What's up?
Hello? Okay, that's better.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the response has been crazy, man. It's been a lot of positive feedback from what I'm hearing. I'm looking at my Twitter and, the Instagram, the social sites and everything. So from what I'm seeing, everybody's loving it, which is good.
Bet, man. Now, are there any particular songs or anything that people are saying that you're seeing that people like more than the other?
Oh, man, there's a bunch of them, you know what I'm saying? I've been hear a lot of people call out, like, the Baptism, Hush, Phases, Booth. There's been a lot of different records being called out from what I've been seeing and reading some of the comments, like on YouTube and all the other sites, you know what I'm saying, even my Twitter.
Well, that has to let you know. Oh, my bad, but that's got to let you know that you're doing your job, man. If they're calling out different songs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Well,
definitely.
My first question is, second album, I think Rolling Stone set the bar pretty high. You had some great songs on there, but you're going into this second album. From the outset of the recording process, do you have any goals you wanted to achieve or anything set in mind for things that you wanted to do with this album?
I just wanted it to be bigger, you know what I'm saying? I wanted it to be better and bigger, you know what I mean? And all this living we're doing and traveling we're doing and different things that, you know what I'm saying, we all go through, that's bound to happen, you know what I'm saying? More experiences, more everything, you know what I mean? I even reached out on some new production. I went down to Atlanta and got some more production. So I just wanted to do everything bigger, you know what I'm saying? Try some different subject matters, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of stuff we haven't heard you do before. Different voices that you're doing,
yeah,
you know, different tonalities, production. Yeah, man, I'd say all around it is definitely a step up. What are some things you think that you did on this album that you haven't done before?
Like you said, like the record She Go, you know what I'm saying? It's like, just my whole tone and approach to that record. It was more like I was talking on that record, you know what I'm saying? Like it's more like talking than I was rapping, you know what I'm saying? I tried that on certain things. Some type of the beats that I chose, like, 1 o'clock Jump with me and Jaron Benton, left field type of beat, you know what I'm saying? But I just loved something about that production, you know what I'm saying? That was a new producer too, Bandcamp Chris. He's from here in St. Louis. The joint Boo thing with Darian, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never really did that type of up-tempo, that type of beat before. But I just went in and just let the music guide me, you know what I'm saying? And if it felt good, we did it. And no second guessing, you know what I'm saying? So those are a couple of tracks like that. A few of the mashups that I did, me, Tech N9ne, and Ritz, me, Cut Calhoun, you know, we always work, but we brought Brother Lynch Hung in on it too, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, there's a bunch of different little bitty things like that.
Yeah, definitely. I want to touch on these producers here in a minute, because it's interesting how you're able to find these beats and from people that a lot of us haven't heard about. Actually, I'll just ask you that right now. Like, how do you go looking for beats? Is it a search or do you get submissions? Because it seems to me you're able to find a lot of gems that a lot of people might overlook from producers that might not be as known as others.
Well, see, that's the whole thing about it. Like, I give, like, people definitely submit beats to me. You know what I'm saying? People on my social network, Twitter, be like, yo, Stone, I got some beats. I'll go follow. If I'm not following them, I'll follow them and send them my email. You know what I'm saying? Like, my Remedy, that's a perfect example. That was a beat that, you know what I'm saying, somebody sent me over there, got at me over the Rip Knox, got at me over on Twitter first, and then we made that happen. You know what I mean? And that's just what it's about. You never know what you're going to find out there, you know what I'm saying? So it's about looking and not settling, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't easy finding the production on this album, you know what I'm saying, because I'm very, very picky, you know what I'm saying? And I can't explain what type of beats I want. I just know it when I hear it and I feel it. And so it's definitely a picky process, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't easy, but we got it done, and I'm happy that it came through like it did.
So for the kind of beats you want, there it's a lot easier to recognize than it is to, like, describe to somebody.
Right. It's a feel. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it may be, you know, everybody knows that I like to do the momentum type of records, but even when, like, on the slower records, it's just still got to have certain about it, some type of cadence that just touches my soul, you know what I'm saying, to where I'm like, I have to have it, you know what I mean?
Well, and you're talking about Bandcamp Chris, and I noticed guy Jay White produced a lot of records on that. I mean, shout out to these guys, man, because it seems like they got a lot of potential.
Most definitely. And you know, Bandcamp Chris, he's been doing his thing for a minute, you know what I'm saying? Like here in St. Louis and also outside of St. Louis. You know, he works with a lot of different artists and some well-known artists that everybody knows. I'm not going to quote him because I don't know exactly his lineup, what he's did. But the same thing with Jay White. Jay White, actually, Chris Calico hit me to Jay White. I was down in Kansas City, and Chris was showing me some of his album, and he had some Jay White production. I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. So I'm like, I got to get his info. So Chris gave me his number. And once I put his number in my phone and I called it, his number, he had texted me before, and I didn't realize who it was, you know what I'm saying, because he didn't have no name. He just said, what's up? So he had already texted me before, I guess probably because over Twitter or something like that on Get Me Beats, but we never did hook up. So Chris Calico actually put me and Jay White together, and we did like four records on the album, so it was a beautiful time.
Yeah, beautiful thing, man. Yeah, I know he did Get Out My Face, amongst others, and Bandcamp Chris did 1 o'clock Jump, which, you know, you were talking about that beat before, you know, being a little left field, but that's one that from, you know, us and the guys at work here, that one jumped out immediately. So shout out to Bandcamp Chris. It's a sick production. Now, I want to ask you, how is the recording process in for this, because from a listener's point of view, it just sounds like you had more time to put this record together. It just seems more consistent from top to bottom.
I think, you know, definitely more just maturing as an artist also, you know what I mean? I think that has a lot to do with it. Knowing what I wanted to do with the project. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all those things, you know, I wouldn't say that it was more time to record, possibly a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? But I was definitely just chalk it up to just like coming in, knowing what I want to do musically, you know what I mean? Knowing what a story that I want to tell and, producing, you know what I'm saying? Producing it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
well, that
definitely thought out, you know what I'm saying? Definitely thought out, like, the concepts, you know what I'm saying? You have to think about these concepts. You just can't go and just rap You know what I'm saying? It's easy for you to just go and rap, but I actually wanted to tell stories and paint pictures of my experiences and everything like that. So.
Yeah, no, definitely makes a lot of sense, man. That's it's one of those albums, like I said, from me and the fellas working here, we've been bumping it from top to bottom. So kudos to you on that one. Now
thanks.
You have a few songs on here that I know would just, I mean, they would work at the club, man. Are you gonna try and put some of these records into DJ's hands around your area?
Oh, most definitely. We actually just had a DJ listening party Monday here in St. Louis, so we had probably 30 DJs in there, and they loved the album too, and they got their favorites too that they want to spin, and I know they starting to spin records already. You know what I'm saying? Of course, the reason, but they was hollering out, "Get Out My Face," "She Go."
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That
mm-hmm.
was those three records right there really stood out to the DJs up here.
That's exactly what I was going to say. "She Go" and "Get Out My Face." And yeah, the reason when you just want to fucking go crazy. But like for that, you know, that kind of twerk, slow grinding shit, "She Go" would definitely go. So I hope that gets some spins, man.
Definitely. You know, I shot to get E-40 on that record, on that "She Go" record, but it didn't happen. But it's still a banger, and we still put it out. So, you know, hopefully maybe we can go for them on a remix or something like that.
That would be dope, man.
Hopefully.
I hope so, too, man. Speaking of one of those songs, "Get Out of My Face," this is one of three tracks that feature Chris Calico. Now, you guys obviously found a great chemistry with Cast Out from Rolling Stone from the first record. Why did you look to him for so many features on this record?
It just happened. You know what I'm saying? Me and Calico was on the SOS tour together. And we very, you know, we got kindred spirits, so we clicked musically, spiritually, on, you know what I'm saying, on different levels. And musically is one. Actually, "Get Out My Face" was Calico record. But he wasn't going to use it. You know what I'm saying? And I loved the record. You know what I'm saying? And Calico's like, "Go ahead, do your thing on it." So that's how that happened on the "Get Out My Face" record. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we just vibe musically. You know what I'm saying? Like "Phases" is probably one of my favorite records besides "Finding a Way," first favorite. But "Phases" is another favorite of mine on the record. And it's just, I mean, you feel the contrast. We both rapping and singing on the joint. You know what I'm saying? But it blends well together. And not everybody didn't hear the music been saying that about us. Like, "Man, you and Calico, y'all work well together. Y'all sound good together." You know what I'm saying? It's just something that we always knew, though, too. You know what I'm saying? We've always knew that. And we was just able, blessed to get more records done together. You know what I'm saying? And the SOS tour was a big plus on that. That's the reason why.
Awesome. Now, I want to ask, you know, kind of, obligatory question for every album I ask the artist: do you have any favorite songs or personal highlights on the record?
"Finding a Way" is definitely probably my top fave. That was the last record I dropped on the album full, and it's just real. It's just real shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's my mission. You know what I mean? And I'm probably closer to that record because there's so many. It's everything about it is real. It's real events. So I'm very, very close to it. And I believe David Sanders did the beat. And crazy record. I love that. I love "Phases." I love "The Baptism." I love the whole album. You know what I'm saying? But if those three right there definitely jumps out.
I think one of the hallmarks of a really good album is that when it is hard to pick a favorite because you got different joints that fulfill different, you know, needs. You know what I'm saying? I hear a lot of that in this record. I want to move on to these videos that you guys have done. Now, I know you have one out for "Two Birds, One Stone," and then you guys went to Strangeland, did a little Wildin' Out for "The Reason." But I know you are about to come here to do another music video with Anthony and all them. Tell me about this video, what you guys are about to do.
Dog, we about to do something crazy. It's a video to Gravedigger, and the concept is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I don't really want to let you know what I'm saying? I want it to be a surprise for everybody that's going to be tuning in and watching. But just know that you're not going to want to miss this video. Yeah, and I'm actually in St. Louis at the studio now, but right after I get off this interview with you, I'm coming on down. I'll be there for the weekend shooting Gravedigger. And I can't wait till you guys see it to peep out the treatment.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm, like, totally tempted to let the cat out because it's such a great concept, but we're going to keep it under wraps because I know it's going
to
be...
If you want to go ahead. If you want to go ahead.
I can't do it. I mean, that would be like telling the people what Dollar General was. Well, that would have been easy to guess, actually. But it's just one of those it's one of those videos that's going to... It's going to be more than Stevie just rapping to the camera, which we all love to see, but there's going to be more to it than that, and I think...
definitely cinematic,
yeah.
And also movie-type shit, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's good.
It's going to put you in a Dollar General frame of mind, definitely.
For sure, for sure. Now, back to this record, I want to ask you, what are your expectations for this record?
You know, man, I said this before on... I don't know who I did it with, but man, it's like no expectations. You come out, you put your best foot forward, you bust your ass, and the reward it comes when you least expect it. So I don't even expect anything. I'm overwhelmed by all the love that I've been getting on the social sites. I'm glad everybody feels the same way I feel about it. You dig what I'm saying? And we grinding, you know what I'm saying? It's just, this is another ladder, that another step on the ladder. And this journey that I'm taking. And, you know what I'm saying, we climbing, baby. So, no expectation, you know what I'm saying. I'm loving all the love, and I'm eager to get out here and perform this this music for everybody, too, on the Something Else tour.
Yeah, and after we take some callers, we're definitely going to touch on that. My last question about the record is, what do you hope that it will do for your career at this stage?
You know what I'm saying, more solidified, you know what I'm saying, chiseled in stone, set it in stone, and I believe it's doing that, you dig what I'm saying, we're converting new people, we're making the people who've been on it since back in the day still loving it and saying that it's better, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, I can sit back and listen to all the album, and I can just hear the growth myself, you know what I'm saying, and, I love it that the people are hearing that, too. And everybody with me, we growing together, you know what I'm saying, as men, as women, as individuals, as whatever that we're doing. So it's a journey that we are taking together. And every project's going to be bigger and better. I promise you that.
What is it about all you guys on Strange Music? I mean, how are you guys able to do that? Because it must feel good to know that your best music is always going to be in front of you.
Well, we pride ourselves in that. And Tech and Trap know how to pick their, you know what I'm saying, the artists that got those traits about them. You know what I'm saying? It's like all work, you know what I'm saying, no play type of mentality when it comes to this. You know what I'm saying? And by all means, getting it done and, you know, and they're giving us a platform to, it's like, develop ourselves fully and blossom into what we're going to become musically. And that goes in anything. Repetition, you should get better. You know what I'm saying? If I'm shooting a hundred three-pointers a day, it's going to be, before too long, it's going to be wet. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere. So it's like, you know, persistence, consistency, you know what I'm saying? And keep putting out quality music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if it ain't
awesome
quality, they ain't going to let it go out. You know what I'm saying? Travis would be like, oh, no. But we ain't having none of those problems like that. Everybody's talented on the label like crazy. And everybody's putting out solid-ass projects. You know what I'm saying? And I'm on the best record label in the world. You know what I'm saying? And definitely appreciative of the platform to be able to get out here and convert these people. And give them that stone fluenza is what I want to call it.
Definitely, man. Definitely. It goes up. It goes up. Yes, for sure. For sure. Well, let's talk to some of these fans, man. Everyone out there who's listening, we are talking to Stevie Stone. If you want to call in and talk to the man, call 347-994-3066 and press 1 so we can screen your call. Our first caller is, and for all the callers out there, we have a lot of them, so try to keep your questions to a minimum so we can get through you and get to as many people as possible. Let's get to Henry from Connecticut. You're on the line with Stevie Stone.
Hi.
I
was just wondering what your process is for writing the hooks, because they're so great on this album.
It's a feeling, man. It's like I sit back, you know, I listen to the beat. Sometimes the hook will come to me or a melody will come right to me. But it's a feeling, and I really let the words write itself. Like, I think I may listen to a beat, and it is almost kind of writes itself. It tells me, it sounds like it's saying this. It may sound crazy, but sometimes it does. It's just like really, really vibing out and getting lost in a beat. And letting it kind of work itself out, you know what I'm saying? If I'm going to have a melody in it, I find it. And then the words just kind of come as I'm playing with it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, cool. All right, thanks.
Thank
you. All right. Awesome question, Henry. Let's get to Cisco from Indiana. You're on the line with Stevie Stone.
Yeah, what's up? This is Cisco. I was just wondering, what's your inspirational artist that you grew up listening to?
Tupac.
Tupac? All right.
Good.
Thank you so much. Tell Tech9 Cisco said what's up.
Emmy.
All right, thanks.
All right, let's get to Amityville from Jersey.
Hey,
you're
on the
line
with
Stevie Stone.
Hey, what up?
Congratulations on creating another classic.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
I just wanted to ask, since you're the only artist that I feel I could relate to in terms of process, you said it's a feeling. I was always wondering, did you ever feel like, you know, maybe one day are you afraid that you'll run out of material, or do you see yourself becoming like a permanent fixture? Because off of all your music, I could tell that it's a feeling, because it gives me a feeling. Even I'm an artist, meaning as I draw, and
right.
Your music inspires me to draw. And I know people who really go off of feeling, they have a tendency to keep going because it's a drive. Do you see yourself being a permanent fixture?
Definitely. And you know what I'm saying? It's like running out of material, definitely not, because I'm still alive and I'm still breathing and I'm the soul and I'm still experiencing things in life. So as long as I'm living, I got something to talk about. You know what I'm saying? This is Amityville that drew the stone picture, though, huh?
Yes, it is.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate it. That was some dope work you did, man.
Thanks, man. I'm doing something for my peoples right now, and I wouldn't be able to finish it if I didn't have Gravedigger on repeat for the last two days.
That's what's up, man. I definitely appreciate the love. Definitely.
Yeah, man.
All right. Thank you, Amityville. Let's get to 1&1 from Compton. You're on the line with Stevie Stone.
Yo, what's good, Stevie Stone?
What up?
Oh, I love your shit, homie. Just waiting for you to do a collab track with me one day.
You said what?
So I want to do a collab track with you, homie.
That's what's up.
I'm right on your street team.
Okay. You said
Straight Hood Records.
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I said I'm on your street team, homie.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you getting out there and putting in work for us on this joint.
No problem, homie.
All right. Well, thank you, 1&1 from Compton. I guess hit Stevie up on Twitter. Sounds like he's got some Stevie influence going on with his ways. Let's get to Brennan from Phoenix. You're on the line with Stevie Stone.
Yo, what's up, buddy? Henny.
What's good with it?
Not much, man. Hey, thank you so much for putting together such an excellent follow-up. I loved it, just start to finish. No, no problem, man. I was curious about something, like, you know, with last year having Rolling Stone, you know, then the Hostile Takeover tour, then you're on the ground for, like, 5 minutes, and then recording an EP, then you're back out on the road again and stuff. My question is, with this and the music video shoot coming up around the corner, what's next after that?
Well, right now, I mean, what's next for us right now, you know, I'm continuing to shoot a couple of videos, but then I'm coming back out on the Something Else tour with Tech. And then right after that, we'll be right back in creating more music and get ready to get back out to you guys. So it's definitely work, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
and I
the plan.
Appreciate the hard work.
Yeah, I didn't hear you.
I said I appreciate the hard work. And, you know, just I think that, like, last year, you know, 2012, I don't know if there's anyone who worked harder than you, you know, being out on the road as much as you were, then in and out of the studio, then back out on the road again. I mean, it's restless, and I appreciate it so much.
Word. And, you know what I'm saying, that attitude is like the record that I got on the album called Relentless. That's what I live by, you know what I'm saying? If you want it, you go get it, and you be relentless at doing it, so whatever it takes, you know what I'm saying? And don't matter what you do, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to be a rapper, whatever, what you do, and that's my message to everybody. It's motivation, and if you believe in it, you go get it, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's what's up.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much, man. Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi, hear me.
Hear me, hon.
All right.
All right. Shout out to Brennan. Yeah, glad you're doing all right, Brennan. We saw that you got in a car wreck, man. I hope those bruises are healing up. For everyone out there listening still, we're talking to Stevie Stone. Of course, we're talking about Two Birds, One Stone, and we're about to talk about the Something Else tour. For everyone out there who wants to call in and talk to the man himself, call 347-994-3066. Press 1 so we can screen your call. Now, Something Else tour is coming up, man. Let's talk about this tour. I know you're on the bill. First of all, you know, tell me about your experience on the SOS tour. To my knowledge, this was Strange's first, you know, big national tour without, you know, the General. What did you take from that experience?
Man, it was wonderful. It was a wonderful experience. And there was like a lot of different markets that people still came out. You know what I'm saying? And it was good for us. It was good for Calico, it was good for Mayday, and it was good for me, Team Stone, for Rhythm Castle to get out here as solo artists and also to push through and get these people, you know what I mean? But I believe it was a great step into where we all want to be, you know what I mean? And it was beautiful doing it with each other.
I think one thing everyone out there, if they haven't already realized, is that everyone on the label puts on an amazing live show.
Yes.
And you know, I enjoy watching your guys' sets just as much as Tex. Tex is just, you know, longer because, you know, Tech Nine, he's doing his thing. But I'm really excited about this Something Else tour. It's got you, everyone on the Summer is Strange tour. That would be Mayday, Chris. We got Prozac and Cess Crew. And, of course, Tech Nine. You guys are going back out there with Tech. How does it feel to be going on tour with him again?
Say that. The last question, what'd you say? How's it feel to be going back on tour with Tech?
Yeah, with Tech.
Man, wonderful. You know what I'm saying? I always love getting out there with Tech. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing. And it's a blessing that the platform we're going to be able to get out there and perform on to convert more people. You know what I'm saying? So when we do come back out there and we do it ourselves, you know what I'm saying? There's even more people that's going to be coming. You know what I'm saying? So it's a blessing to be on that platform to do that many shows with as many people that will be in attendance and get that chance to convert them. Even if they don't know me, they never heard it or whatever, they on the fence, you get us on that stage, I believe we're going to sell you. You know what I mean? So
definitely. Now,
I love it.
You came out the gate here, you know, when I first saw you perform, you were great. But I imagine there's a lot that you've learned since you've joined Strange Music. How have you sharpened up your stage performance since you've joined the label?
Content, more structure in the set, knowing what type of roller coaster ride and understanding my roller coaster ride that I'm going to put the fans through when I'm on the stage, how to come at that, you know what I mean? Content is big, you know what I'm saying, knowing what the people want to hear from me, the people that are there, knowing what they want to hear and everything like that. So it's like, you know, it's just always fine-tuning what we have. You dig what I'm saying? And now we have another project out right before I go on here. That means more records, more fine-tuned, you know what I'm saying? Just all the way fine-tuning. I would just say that to keep it short and simple.
Yeah, yeah.
Every aspect of the game, from the image, from what we're going to be rocking, what you're going to listen to, all of that, how we're going to end it, you know what I'm saying? When I slow it down, how I'm going to slow it down and pick it back up and, you know.
For this next set we have on the Something Else tour, I don't want to let too many cats out of the bag, but what are some songs that we can expect from the new album to be performed? Can you name off a few?
You know, we're going to give them the reason. You're going to definitely get a piece of the Grave Digger. There's a little bit more that I'm up and playing with, you know what I'm saying? But there were some songs that I know that people wanted to hear from Rolling Stone that I haven't did, like a little bit of Dollar General and things like that. So there's definitely a couple more elements and sing-along joints and things that I'm going to be able to interact with the crowd with that I'm going to put on this set, you know what I'm saying? And I'm anxious for the people to see what my method is and the madness and for them to feel that.
When you write songs, do you ever write them with a live performance in mind?
As I'm writing it, I know that it's probably going to go on the stage, you know what I'm saying? When I write, when I get done. I mean, there's been times where, when I did Get Buck, I mean, when I first did Get Buck, I got out of the booth, and me and Frizz instantly start working on the steps for it while I was getting mixed. We already knew how we was going to step. So it's just certain costs turn for certain things. Sometimes it just comes right out, like that moment. Sometimes it'll just take us, listen to it a few times, like, yo, on this part, we're going to do this. Boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm saying? So, and it just depends, you know what I'm saying? But once the song's done and we sit and listen to it, we know instantly right then and there if it's going to go on the show or not.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think about this lineup? What's it like being on the road with these guys?
Oh, man, it's going to be wonderful. You know what I'm saying? We got Seth's crew. I haven't did a full tour with Seth, but that's family. I've done many shows with Seth. Prozac, you know, we was on a tour together, the Hostile Takeover tour. Mayday, you know what I'm saying? That goes without even saying, you know what I'm saying? We done did Hostile Takeover tour. We just got off a tour on the SOS tour. And we're all brothers and we're all family. So it's like family just coming together and living this dream and getting our message out there. You know what I'm saying? We got Calico, we got Tech, you know what I'm saying? We're looking forward to it. We're excited.
One thing about this label that I've noticed is that everyone is fucking hilarious, you know? So I imagine you guys have a lot of fun when you're out there on the road. Like, who's the funniest guy that you've gone on the road with?
On the label? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Calico was really funny. Calico be having me hollering sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody got their funny moments. You know what I'm saying? You'd have to ask some of the other guys. You know what I'm saying? I make a lot of jokes and everything on while I'm on the road, too. You know, conversations on some of this SOS tour. I mean, Calico had me laughing a lot. You know what I'm saying? We all had each other laughing a lot, though. You know what I mean? But certain things that Calico do, how he pinpoints or mocks people or stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just real funny.
Did you ever do any tours before you joined Strange Music?
Yeah, I did a KOD tour.
Oh, right. Yeah. Any tours before that, though?
No, that was my first major tour, KOD. I did shows with Strange, a lot of shows with Strange. Never in a row, though, you know what I'm saying? Never the tour bus, never, you know what I'm saying, like that. When I used to do shows, it'd be Columbia, Kansas City, St. Louis, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. But KOD was my first multiple city tour in a row like that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, shout out to the Blue Note, by the way. Now with I remember with Hostile Takeover, you guys were on some insane shit, to me at least, with Team Bacon. And I'm wondering, Bacon Gang. Now, has that continued? Do you think you might need to cut down a little bit?
Well, I mean, you know what? It has continued, but it continued a different way. Like the SOS tour, we did eat a lot of bacon, but it was like a lot of turkey bacon. Actually, on this last tour, we ate healthy. We actually ate healthy a lot. So it was bacon, but it was turkey bacon. And but we was like on some healthy type shit when we was on there. You know what I'm saying? Mayday, Burns be making this breakfast shake. It's like spinach, lettuce, and fruits. And it turns out green when I first seen it. I'm like, that's crazy. But then I tasted it. And every time he made one, I wanted one. But we would just be on the healthy shit. You know what I'm saying? Hummus and spinach, lettuce, and turkey burgers and turkey bacon and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yes,
okay,
but it's
well,
just in a different mind frame. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, that leads me to my next question. It could be the most, this is very serious question, probably the most serious of this whole interview. But if you had to choose one meal to eat every day on tour, what would it be?
Oh, man. One meal. It could be anything that I want.
Yes.
On this next tour, we're probably still going to be in the, you know what I'm saying, stay healthy phase, because it can be easy to get out there on the road and eat bad, you know what I'm saying? And so we got in our mind to try to do better. We mess up sometimes, but for the most part, we're going to try to eat good. I would probably say some pasta. Well, pasta's not that good, I know, but I would say some pasta, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Chicken Alfredo.
That sounds good. Well, that's an improvement, man, because I remember when we were hanging out with Prozac, he said on Hostel, it was burger and fries all day.
Definitely a lot of burgers, a lot of burger, chili cheese dogs. They was a lot of crazy shit. I'm talking about hot dogs with bacon around them, making sandwiches and shit like that. So it's definitely a huge improvement from Hostel Takeover tour to now. We're not eating as reckless anymore.
Okay, so yeah, we're seeing growth in all stages, from the album to your eating habits, man. That's good, because I was worried, man, because you're out there jumping around and shit. We all just want you to be healthy. So that's good news, man. That's good news. Well, let's take some calls here, man, before we get into the next portion of this interview. Let's see here. Who do we have? And for everyone out there listening, once again, you can call 347-994-3066. Press 1 to talk to Stevie Stump. Let's talk to Tyler from Illinois. You're on the line with Stevie.
Hey, what's up, Stevie?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
I know Tech says when he's on the road that it's really hard for him to write songs and stuff. I don't know if you were the same way, and if there are any songs from your album, which songs were those that were written on the road?
Yeah, there was, actually. I did my verse to Get Out My Face on the road. I did my last verse for Finding a Way on the road. So there's two records that I touched out on the road for my project. You know, so I did some features and everything when I was out there. And is it hard? Yeah. When I did it, I actually had to go outside the bus. We was already out on the venue and everybody was up. So I just, like, went outside of the bus and just kind of walked around and just chilled.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wrote it there. It's definitely hard to write, you know what I'm saying, on the bus, though. I agree with that.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks very much. And the album's great, too, by the way. And just thank you.
Appreciate you. Hear me.
Yep. Peace.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. Let's get to Serena from Utah. You're on the line with Stevie Stone.
Hi, Steve Stone. I was just wondering what inspired you to name your album Two Birds, One Stone?
It's because it's, for one, it's my name, and I would say the birds are my experiences, you know what I'm saying, the road in the business, and then my personal life, my family and everything like that. And there's one me. And there's a bunch of different things that I have to knock out and get done on both aspects of life. So, two birds, one stone.
Hemi, hon.
Hemi.
All right. Thank you, Serena. Let's get to, where did I see it? Oh, yeah, man, we got Oliver from Germany. You're on the line with Stevie Stone.
Yo, Stevie, what's up? This is your boy Oliver from Germany.
How you doing, brother?
Fine, thank you. And first of all, I have to say I really love your music. I have all your stuff here. Also, the mixtapes, volume 1-4. And
nice.
Like I said, I really love your music. And my question is, are you planning to come overseas to do some shows, maybe with Tech or the Strange Fam?
In the future, definitely. We definitely are. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely a plan. And just hold tight. You know what I'm saying? We're going to definitely make it happen at some point.
Would be cool because Tech was here last year, but I wasn't able to make it. And next time he can bring the Strange Music fam with him. So that would be cool.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. And I can't wait to come over there and rock either, though. Definitely.
Great, man. Okay, thank you.
All day.
Bye.
Thank you, Oliver. Just on a side note real quick, man, you're reaching people in Germany. You got, you know, a worldwide thing going on. How does that feel? Did you ever think that you'd be touching people overseas like that?
It's a blessing, man. It's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? I hear it, you know what I'm saying, and I listen to it and I read some of the joints and I see people doing that. It wows me still. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow. You know, God is good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to all the fans overseas, man. A lot of people over there digging Strange Music and everything that we're putting out. Let's get to John back to Iowa. John, you're on the line with Stevie Stone.
Hey, man. I was wondering what it was like to go on tour with for the first time with like Tech and Slaughterhouse.
It was dope, man. It was a hell of a learning experience. You know what I'm saying? It was my first tour. I was in my first ever situation. I think I was with Ruthless at that time. I was with Ruthless at the time. And it was just a learning experience, you know what I'm saying? I just jumped in, became a sponge, and just wanted to soak up game, and that's what I did. You know what I'm saying? All aspects of the game, from the show to the meet and greets to, you know, I remember my first meet and greet. First show I did with them on the KOD tour was in Nebraska. In Omaha at the SoCo, and I didn't really know, understand what a meet and greet was. Like, they explained it, but I didn't, you know what I'm saying, really understand it. So it was just being able to get in there and become a sponge. That was my mind frame, and that's what I went in there and did, and just soaked it up and enjoyed myself. And
Yeah,
it was dope.
Yeah, I'll see you in Cedar Rapids.
All day.
Yeah, see ya.
All right, thank you, John. Let's get to Josh from Washington. You're on the line with Stevie Stone.
What's up, Stevie?
Hey, what's good?
Not much. I just wanted to say that that song Relentless, that's the perfect football hype-up music, and I can't wait for this season because pregame, I'm just going to be bumping that like crazy.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I love the album too. I just want to say that you were the first artist I met on my first Tech N9ne concert. I saw you like outside the venue. I was like, damn, you're the dopest dude I've ever met. So thanks for that.
All day, brother. Appreciate you. Hear me.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Josh. And now let's get to Zach from Excelsior Springs. You're on the line with Stevie Stone.
Hear me, hi. What's up, man?
Yeah, man.
What a deal. I seen you at the Damage Control a couple years ago. Tech N9ne showed up. And I just wanted to say sorry because I might have said some stupid shit. I asked you to sign a condom for me. I got a birthmark on my eye. You might remember me.
You asked me to sign a what?
I asked you to sign a condom for me, and you looked at me like I was like dumb as shit or something.
You asked me to sign a condom. Yeah, that was just, I probably looked at you because I couldn't, you know what I'm saying, was shocked what you was asking me to sign. Like, if you said a condom?
Shit, yeah. It was a Stevie Stone condom. Y'all were handing them out that night.
Oh, so that was a long time ago.
Yeah, man, I met Tech Nine that night. That was the greatest night of my life, probably. You made my whole fucking life, man. That changed
my
life.
I probably was not thinking that we was handing the condoms out, and you just came to me and was like, yo, will you sign the condom for me? I just kind of looked at you like, huh? Yeah, that's all that was, though, man. It's all good.
Word, man, keep it real off the top.
All day, hear me.
Help. Peace.
All right. Thank you, Zach. Oh, man, that's amazing. Let's get to Lester from Oklahoma City. You're on the line with Stevie Stone.
What's up, Stevie Stone, man?
How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good, man. I just want to say that we missed you at the Summer of Strange. You guys didn't come to Oklahoma City. You didn't get to make it to Tulsa. But the Independent Powerhouse, man, you wasn't on that one. My girl missed you. But she's going to get to see you on the Something Else, man. We can't wait to rock out, dude.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you, most definitely. Emmy.
Hell yeah. And take it easy, man. Keep rocking, dude.
All day. Emmy.
Emmy.
All right. And last but not least, let's get to Amanda from Chicago. You're on the line with Stevie Stone.
Hi, Stevie Stone. I'm going to the Something Else tour on October 15th, the day after my birthday.
That's what's up.
And I have the meet and greet, so I'll get to meet you.
And me.
And everyone else.
You said what?
I'm going to get to meet you, Tech Nine, and all of them.
That's going to be dope. Because
it's a birthday gift for me.
Most definitely. Will this be your first meet and greet?
Yeah.
Be your first meet and greet? You're going to definitely enjoy it. You'll definitely enjoy it. Most definitely. Well, I look forward to seeing you and all that.
You too.
And we appreciate
it. For sure.
All right. Lots of love from Chicago. Thank you very much, Amanda. Everyone out there, if you're listening, call 347-994-3066. Press 1. If we have any time after this, we'll make sure to get to you before we wrap this up. Now, Stevie, I just want to talk about, you know, what's in store for the future, because, you know, it's probably a little difficult to look ahead, but after the album drops, then you can, you know, kind of not think about it as much anymore. And I want to ask, what are some goals that you'd like to achieve with your career that you haven't hit yet?
Man, there's a few things that, you know what I'm saying, we've been talking about up here and really trying to strategize, definitely, you know what I'm saying? I've always wanted to do some type of film type of stuff, and we actually got the script, you know what I'm saying? My dude, the guy that actually did my first videos, Daisy, helped me do. So I'm definitely playing with some stuff, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing set in stone. Definitely going to be more music, you know what I'm saying? And there'll be definitely some more business ventures I'll be trying to embark upon, you know what I'm saying, hit the 2014 and everything like that, to coincide with everything.
All right, yeah, we'll keep a lookout for that for sure. Now, either read or heard in a recent interview, you said you were going to drop the word Stone from your album titles. What led to that decision?
Well, I did two already, and I did one mixtape. So I did Set Stone and mixtape. Then I turned around and did Rolling Stone, and then I came and did Two Birds, One Stone. So that's my third project in a row. It's time to time to get away. I just, you know what I'm saying, it's a feeling, you know what I mean? Like I said, I live the feeling and everything just kind of got it. I guess my instincts are just telling me, let's go away from that right now. And who knows, we'll come back, you know what I'm saying? We might be coming back, but my next album won't have my name in it, no.
Okay. What are some things you'd like to do musically that you haven't been able to do yet? Any genres you'd like to explore? Any certain kinds of songs?
Definitely. I know there's definitely some features that I'm really going to be trying to get on this next album that I wasn't able to get on my last album. You know what I'm saying? This one that just dropped, Two Birds, One Stone. So that's one thing I'm going to really push for hard on this next album as far as a couple of features that I really, really want. Just getting out there and more producers, you know what I'm saying? I loved the trip to Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? I loved the vibe down there as far as creating down there, you know what I mean? And I want to do some more of that. I want to go outside and do a little music this time. You know, so I do a lot of my recording in St. Louis, majority of it. You know what I'm saying? Every album pretty much has been recorded in St. Louis. Besides a couple of records on this last album, like I did in the Zone, and I did, what else did I do off the album? I did a couple of Gravedigger. I did Gravedigger down there too. So I did In the Zone, I did Gravedigger in Atlanta, and there was a couple of more joints that I did, but we couldn't get the sample cleared, so it didn't make the album, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely want to embark on Atlanta again and do a little bit of music and just work with some more producers, continue to letting it grow.
Speaking of that, my first question about producers is, how do they respond when they hear what you do? Because it's one thing when you get a sick MC and you're like, oh, fuck, that verse was dope. But you do a lot more. I mean, you're doing like horn sections with your voice. You're just doing all sorts of stuff that other instruments would normally do. I mean, I would think that they really dig how their tracks turn out.
Yeah, they definitely, a lot of producers definitely do love it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they become a fan of the actual recording process and the work, too. Like, yo, that shit is crazy, you know what I'm saying? And that just means we vibe good, you know what I'm saying? But it's been real good, especially the new producers. When we went down to Atlanta, they was really, really feeling it. And it's because it's something that they're not familiar with, but it's dope, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like how I approach a track, what I'm going to do to the track. They never heard it like that before. They might have heard it bits and pieces. It reminds them of something. But then there's that other element that I bring, which may be a melodic harmony underneath it. You know what I'm saying? Three-part harmonies or some crazy ad-libs or some shit like that. So, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think word will probably spread. I hope it spreads sooner than later, how much you're doing and what you're turning these tracks into. And my next question about producers, are there any producers that you'd like to work with that you haven't had the chance to yet?
Yes, 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 yes. I want some stuff with Kato. Kato, he's been doing a lot of beats with the Backpack Cypher. You know what I'm saying? He's real, real dope. I love his sound. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? There was some producers that I wasn't able to get with as much as I wanted to on last album that I'm going to explore this album and get it. And a couple of those guys was down in Atlanta that I really want to vibe with and work with. I liked what they're doing, but we just haven't got a chance to vibe out yet. And there's probably definitely some more, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure there's going to be somebody that, like you said, nobody knows about it, but somebody's going to send me a dope-ass beat over my Twitter. You know what I'm saying? That usually happens. That's how, you know what I'm saying, should be happening. So ain't no telling, man. The music's going to guide me. There's a few things I'm going to go for, I know. I'm just going to let it guide me, though.
Have you already started listening for new beats or starting the process?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean,
have you picked anything out yet?
When I got off a tour, I said most definitely. I think I got off a tour. I was here like a couple of days before I was up in the studio just banging out, just listening to beats and, you know what I'm saying, by myself and everything. So, yeah, I'm already getting myself in that mode already, most definitely.
Have you picked anything out yet that you think you might want to fuck with?
Yeah, there's a couple.
Okay.
Jay White done been sending me some stuff already since I've been back, and he done sent me some heat, and All right.
I've
done found a couple tracks that I know that I'm in love with right now, definitely.
How many beats do you think you listen to for an album?
So many, man. A whole lot. A whole lot, man. I would say that. I've never really counted, but a whole lot. And I'm very, very picky, you know what I'm saying? So But there's times I listen to a beat with like a disc with like 30 beats on the disc, and I don't choose one. You know what I mean? And that happens a lot. Like somebody might have 20 beats, 15 beats, 30 beats, and I might be three producers, and just some. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not dope. It just means the sound and the tone that I want for this project or this what I know that I want is not on, you know what I'm saying? It's not one of them yet, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I'm very, very picky when it comes to my beats. And I just don't force it, you know what I'm saying? I don't force it. I let it come and I let it. It's got to feel right. If it feels right, then we're rocking with it. If it doesn't feel right, then I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
So. I would say
well, props to you for listening. You know, I mean, you've put some producers on the map because you do actually listen to all these beats that you're getting. So that's a really cool thing, man. All those producers out there listening, Stevie's listening. So my next question
definitely
is about features, man. And this question gets asked to everyone all the time, but I haven't asked it in a while. If you could make a song with one person that you haven't made one with already, who would it be and why? And what kind of song do you think you would want it to be?
Wow. That's a good question, man. You know, I really want to do a record with Busta Rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, what type of record is going to be, it's going to be a head rocker. It's going to be one of them Bobby Head and Turn Your Frown Up type of joints, styling over the joint. He's an artist that I've been really, really wanting to work with for a minute, you know what I'm saying? And probably because that's one of my favorite artists that are out there. I grew up listening to him, you know what I'm saying? So it's it goes back to that, but, yeah. And, you know what I'm saying, to pick one, it's just so hard because there's so many brilliant artists out there, both female and male, you know what I'm saying? From singers to rappers to all of that. So if I would say one, you're going to give me one right now, I would say put me and Busta together just because I've always been a fan of his. And I know if it happens, what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a track that's going to turn heads everywhere. And I know that. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. I don't know if there's been that much energy on one track before. I think we all know what would happen. That would be crazy,
yeah,
man. Yeah, and speaking of making music, dude, we got this Strangeland Studios. Are you going to want to cut some records there?
Definitely, definitely. I talked to Travis, like, I was down there a little bit ago, and he took me around and showed me everything, and I told him I want to come down there and do definitely some recording for the album, you know what I'm saying? So, of course.
Yeah, no, I would think so. What do you think about the studio, and what do you think it'll do for Strange Music?
It's wonderful. You know what I'm saying? It's badass. It's like it's the best studio I've ever seen, probably. And I've seen a lot of different studios, you know what I'm saying? But very comfortable, and it feels like I haven't been in the work, but it's about vibes in studios, you know what I'm saying? And the vibe feels good just from what I've seen, the whole building, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, what it's going to do for all the other artists, I mean, they have a home right now they can go to, you know what I'm saying, and right there by the office and vibe out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They can, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's right there and it's ours, man, for sure. Now, my last question, I got to ask this because I know a lot of aspiring artists and MCs look up to you and the other artists we have in this label. But if you had to give one bit of advice pertaining to the craft of being an MC or a songwriter, and you were going to tell someone that, what would it be?
And to being a songwriter to being a songwriter doing it professionally and getting out there really going for it, which one?
I would say more so just the art itself, being a songwriter, being an MC.
And the number one advice of it?
Yes.
I would say get lost in it. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about, you know. Be you. Don't be afraid to be yourself and tell your story. And stay true to yourself. There's a million other people out there that feels just like you. You know what I'm saying? and would love to hear what you're saying. So just be real, be true to you, and speak from your heart. Speak the real.
Be
authentic.
Definitely. That's one thing I think everyone on the label shares, definitely. Anything running out of time here, I just want to say, is there anything you want to say to the fans out there before we wrap this up?
Most definitely. I appreciate everybody that went out and supported the album, Two Birds, One Stone. If you haven't yet, go get it. I can't wait to see you guys on the Something Else tour. Strap your seatbelts. You dig what I'm saying? It's going down. Strange music all day. Hear me?
All right. Well, thank you very much, Stevie, for doing this. And, yeah, man, look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Yes, sir. I'll see you in a few hours, brother.
All right, man. Well, that's all the time we have today with Stevie Stone. But if you want to hear more of him, make sure you go pick up Two Birds, One Stone from top to bottom. Great record. It's going to slap the hell out of your system, give you some things to think about, make you not think. It's a great record. If you need to cop it, look no further than Best Buy, or if you want to pick it up from your home, go ahead and get the deluxe edition on iTunes, which comes with two bonus tracks. Stay tuned for more Strange Music Podcast, where we interview your favorite artists and producers about the music that you love. We look forward to having Chris Calico and Prozac as guests in the near future to discuss their albums, Son of Sam and We All Fall Down, which you can pre-order right now at strangemusicinc.net. Don't forget to pick up Two Birds, One Stone. Get that record. It is hot. Until next time, as always, ladies and gentlemen, keep it strange.
Strange Music.